You know, we started the series, or the campaign, if you want to call it that, the Draw Near campaign, because I had two or three different people in a short period of time comment in a way that basically was saying, I'm not sure how to pray. I'm not sure what I'm supposed to say. They, in their sincere effort to do the best they could to serve the Lord, they felt like they were falling short in saying the right words in the right way. And so that really kind of got me started thinking about prayer and what it looks like and what it really is. And so we came up with this campaign, because prayer really is not so much about what we say as it is about genuinely drawing near to God. The power of prayer is not in the vocabulary or the words that we say. The power is in connecting with Almighty God. It is all about drawing near. And so today I want us to think about how we pray when you don't know what to say. Have you ever been there where the boss made your life miserable all week? And then you come home and the dog has torn up the living room. And then the spouse comes home and the spouse blames you because the dog tore up the living room. And then you get that phone call that your loved one is not doing well. We've had weeks like that, haven't we? Where it just gets heavier and heavier. And it's in those moments that we feel like, how am I supposed to pray? Just like the kids were saying earlier, most of us think that we only go to God when there's a problem. And so now I've got a problem, but I don't know what to say. So how is prayer ever going to work? If I only go when I'm hurting, but when I'm hurting, I don't know what to say. You see, prayer is just the vehicle that allows me to connect with Him. That connection is what's most important. Paul helps us understand a little bit about that in Romans chapter 8. If you look with me in your copy of Scripture, we're in Romans chapter 8, and we're going to begin at verse 26. I just want to focus on two verses this morning. And as we do, we're going to notice three things that I think are very important to us. One is, we don't know what to say. Two, the Spirit says it for us. And three, the Father hears it perfectly. Paul helps us recognize and admit that we don't know what to say when we pray. So we don't know what to say, but the Spirit says it for us and the Father hears it perfectly. Let me show you how that all breaks down. We're going to begin in chapter 8, verse 26. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought. The Spirit helps us in our weakness because we don't know what to pray for. We don't know what to say. We don't know how to verbalize what's going on. We don't know what we're supposed to say to God to honor Him, nor is it okay to be completely honest with what I'm feeling, or do I have to present myself to Him in a way that's a little more formal or spiritual or religious? These are things that make it so complicated, that kind of start flooding our minds and our hearts when it's time to pray. And so there's some confusion, and Paul recognizes that that is true of all of us. He says in verse 26, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. He doesn't say the Spirit helps us if we get weak, or even when we get weak, but he knows that we're all weak. And in our weakness, which is the state of fallen humanity, in our frailness, we have someone to help. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we don't know what to pray for as we ought. Even the disciples who walked with Jesus every day and hung out with him all the time, even they were weak and needed help. And so they came and they said, "Lord, teach us to pray." They acknowledged that weakness in their desire to pray because they didn't really know how yet. And we could say the same thing today. In our weakness, we don't really quite know how to make it work the way we want it to, or to say the things we want to. Paul was not embarrassed by weakness. So he says, likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness. He just jumps right on that. Did you notice that? A lot of times we are hesitant to admit our weakness. Not Paul. He says the Spirit helps us when we're weak. And he says so as the same one who pointed out to us that it is in our weakness that God becomes strong, or Christ specifically is strong. In our weakness, he is strong. Paul doesn't hesitate to acknowledge our weakness. Neither should we be. We should be able to express to ourselves and to admit to ourselves and to express to God, "I don't know what I'm doing here. I just want to connect to you." That song we sang earlier is about that desire that we have to be with him and to know him in a real and personal way. Let's be honest. There are times when we walk into prayer carrying burdens that are too heavy for language. What we're carrying, what we want to talk to God about, we just don't have the words for. The reason for that is we just don't know what to say in our weakness. Psalm 62 gives us great hope and a challenge. Trust in him at all times. Oh, people, pour out your heart before him. God is a refuge for us. Pour out your heart before him. I don't know what to say. I don't know how to verbalize it, but God, I'm here. And I'm just going to open my heart to you. I just want to be real with you. I don't have the words, but God, I'm here. I want to connect. I need you. Listen real careful. God never asked you to come as an expert. He invites you to come as a child. He never asked you to become an expert in what words to say in prayer, but he invites you to trust him as your father and come to him like a child. Paul helps us clarify this need. We don't know what to say. But Paul doesn't leave us there. He named our problem, and then he gives us the answer. The Spirit says it for us. We don't know what to pray, but the Spirit says it for us. Look at the text again. Likewise, the Spirit helps us in our weakness, for we do not know what to pray for as we ought, but the Spirit himself intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. When our words run out, the Spirit steps in. He steps into that gap and he speaks on our behalf. When I don't know what to say, it doesn't mean that I can no longer connect with God. It doesn't mean that my prayer has failed, because I have the Holy Spirit. I have the Holy Spirit right there. I don't know what this is doing here. Paul, would you help me? Let's just move this. This is in my way. I don't know why it's here. Just help me move this if you would. Thank you. I appreciate it. Right there. Oh my God. goodness. Now, right there, hey, the word at the beginning of verse 26, the Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. That word helps is a great word in the Greek. It's actually a combination of three words. One is together. The other, we're going to go right here, is opposite. The other is grab hold of. Thank you, sir. You're a good man, no matter what your brother says. Three words. Our little word helps is a big, long word that I'm not even going to try to pronounce in Greek. It's a combination of three words. Together, opposite, take hold of. In my weakness, I could not take that bench by myself. I needed someone on the other side. So we worked together, but we were opposite. He was on one end, I was on the other, and we took hold of it. That's the word helps. The Holy Spirit comes into our prayer lives together with us. Opposite, meaning he's helping on the other end of the barrier, the thing I'm carrying. I'm on one side, he's on the other. Together, yet opposite, we both take hold of it. This is the word that Paul uses to say the Holy Spirit is there to help us in our weakness. For we don't know what to pray, but the Spirit intercedes for us with groanings too deep for words. Those groanings too deep for words, that's not talking about speaking in tongues. We can talk about that in other contexts. This is not about speaking in tongues. This is groanings that are too deep for words. This is a deep, perfecting ministry of the Holy Spirit. It's how he communicates needs before the Father when our own words fall or fail. There are moments in our lives when struggle or pain outruns vocabulary. In other words, we don't know how to say what we need. In those moments, the Holy Spirit picks up the other side, picks up the other end of what I'm trying to carry. And he speaks to the Father through groanings that are too deep for words. Words cannot define what is in my heart, so the Holy Spirit picks it up and translates it and speaks it to the Father. You may remember in the what we call the upper room experience, that night that Jesus spent the last night with his disciples before he died on the cross. He told them all the most important things that they needed to know before he left. And in that conversation, he said to them in John 14 at verse 16, I will ask the Father and he will give you another helper. The Holy Spirit helps us in our weakness. Jesus said it would be that way. He would send another helper to be with you forever. So when you don't know what to pray, just sit quietly with the Lord. I know that's hard for us. Our culture does nothing quietly. When you don't know what to pray, come into the Lord's presence and just sit quietly. God, I'm here. Spirit, you know my heart. Help me to pray. When we come to him and we ask, Lord, help me, he does every time. Because the Spirit is already saying anything that you cannot. There's one more movement in this passage, however, that ties it all together and makes it work. We don't know what to say. The Holy Spirit says it for us, and the Father hears it perfectly. If I were to try to say what is really going on in my heart, I would stumble through it and I would not be able to communicate it. However, the Holy Spirit sees my heart and speaks to the Father about what is in my heart. And when the Holy Spirit does that, the Father hears it perfectly. Look at verse 27. And he who searches hearts knows what is the mind of the Spirit, because the Spirit intercedes for the saints according to the will of God. He who searches hearts, that's God. God knows the hearts of man. When he who searches hearts, when God knows what is the mind of the Spirit, in other words, the Holy Spirit understands me completely, and he is talking to the Father about what's really going on in my heart and in my mind. It says the Holy Spirit intercedes for the saints. In this context, saints means believers. It means Christians. So the Holy Spirit is interceding. That's praying on behalf of. The Holy Spirit is praying on my behalf according to the will of God. You see, when you and I have to pray, or when we pray, we have to pray, Father, do this, help me here. Nevertheless, not my will, but thine be done. We have to have that attitude in our prayer. It's the same attitude Jesus had in the garden. But notice the Holy Spirit being God, already knows perfectly the will of God. So whatever he's praying for you is God's will. Therefore, we know it's going to happen. You see, prayer is so much more than the words. We come frail and weak. We don't know what to say. But the Holy Spirit says it for us. He helps us carry the burden. He takes part and we take part, and together we lift that burden to the Father. And whatever I can't say just right, the Holy Spirit sees in my heart and he speaks it within the will of God to the Father, and prayer becomes powerful simply because I was willing to draw near. Father, help us that we might draw near. We put so much burden on ourselves to say everything just the right way. And we know that when we can't say it the right way, that kind of encourages us or tempts us to just stop even trying. And so were we to be honest with ourselves today, many of us would have to admit we rarely pray at all. And it's probably because we just don't know what to say. Lord, help us move beyond that today. Help us to move into a spirit of prayer. Help us to draw near, to say what we can, and to trust the rest to the Holy Spirit. Teach us to pray. Lord, I ask that your Holy Spirit would move through us, that you would speak to each of us individually, personally. Lord, I pray that this would be a life-changing time in our lives as we learn to draw near in a way that changes us and glorifies you, is our prayer in Jesus' name.